This is Director Laurie Duran with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, welcoming you to the latest episode of Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and resiliency. Join us as we tap into local, national, and world-renowned experts to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to give you a greater perspective on the current trends and challenges facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, we're happy to have you. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov.
Hello to all our listeners out there, and welcome back to the latest episode of Intelligence Unclassified, a monthly podcast hosted by the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. My name is Dan Engelhardt, Deputy Director of NJOHSP, and I'm joined here today by Rupa Trotter, our agency's Human Resource Bureau Chief, for what I would imagine would be one of our most popular podcast episodes. Today, we'll be doing a little deep dive into OHSMP's internship program, which is one of our most popular aspects of the entire organization. We're going to do a high-level overview of the program today, and we'll be covering the internship process itself, the value of an OHSMP internship, and tips on getting an edge in the selection process. So, Rupa, thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about this topic and to provide some valuable information.
All right. That sounds great. So we'll dive right into it.
Okay.
So, Rupa, for our listeners who don't know about the program or maybe just learned about this opportunity, can you give us a brief overview of the NJOHSMP internship process?
Sure. So to start, our internship program provides an opportunity for students to get real hands-on experience. They are working on ongoing projects. They are immersed into our work. There's an opportunity for them to build a professional network, and it's a paid internship program. So our program is a year-round program. We offer fall, spring, and summer internship program, and it's open to undergraduates as well as graduate students, and it is an in-person program, so there is an opportunity for students to apply through our website. They select the location. Since we have offices in Newark, Hamilton, and West Trenton, they can choose one of the three locations, and our time frames for all the semester programs are listed on our website. So if you're interested in fall or spring or summer, follow us on social media. You can see when we open our postings, when you can apply, and when the semester for the internship will start.
All right. That sounds great, Rupa. Appreciate that. One of the pieces of feedback that I've gotten through my time here at NJOHSMP was about the timelines that are kind of worked into the process and about how interested applicants should really launch that application process well in advance of potential start dates. So can you speak a little bit about the need for potential applicants starting early, not procrastinating?
Absolutely. So we start our process about a semester prior. Our application process is a semester prior to the actual start date. So we found that we need that amount of time for our team to review, interview, and go through the selection process, as well as give the students some time of notification so they can make their plans once they've been selected. And also, to be more specific, when you're interning at Homeland Security, our interns are treated like staff. They go through a background process, just like our staff do. They may have access to sensitive information here. So that process takes some time as well. So we allot for that whole process, entirety of that process. So if you're interested, please start early. We want to let you know as soon as you're selected, get every, you know, step in, completed so that we can get you notified and ready to start our internship.
All right. Let's take a little deeper dive into the actual selection process. I know it's highly competitive. This is kind of like the meat and potatoes of the selecting our interns. So can you speak a little bit about the actual selection process inside the program?
Okay. So our selection process actually starts with the intern choosing the division bureau that they want to intern in. So we have this information regarding the descriptions of each division bureau on our website. We also have an intern pamphlet on our website that they can take a look at. So I would recommend they review that, identify where they feel they would be a best fit for their internship. Once the candidate selects that division bureau, the panelists will review their resume. Candidates are selected for an interview. And, you know, the way the selection process works is that the division or bureau will be looking at the projects that they will have the intern work on. Some divisions and bureaus will have ongoing projects. So, you know, if one internship ended, another one's starting, they'll have the next intern continue on that. Other divisions, bureaus may have new projects. So they are looking at the skill set, the knowledge base that would be needed for that intern to complete that project. So that's kind of the behind the scenes of how they are evaluating the resumes, how they're finding the right fit for that particular internship. But, you know, I would say we have general information on our website about the majors, you know, the type of work. But I would encourage that if you don't fit into one of those majors, still apply because, like I said, the division bureaus are looking at certain skill sets. So if you are a data analytics major, for example, with a minor in security studies, if there's a project going on, that would be a great fit. You know, don't hesitate applying. So if you're interested, I would highly, highly recommend applying and, you know, put yourself out there so you can be considered and selected.
All right. Outstanding. So we've covered the program kind of at a high level. We've looked at getting into more detail the process. Mm-hmm. And now let's talk about the value of the internship. All right. So I know very well, as do you, the value that the organization gets from these highly talented individuals coming in and lending us their effort and their energy and their expertise for the time that they're here. But what I want to talk about is the value to the interns themselves of the OHS&P internship. So can you speak a little bit about that value and kind of what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we immerse our interns into the work that's done at OHSP, right? So by that I mean, you know, whether it's learning to review grant applications in our administration division, whether it is doing data analytics in our preparedness division, writing an executive intelligence brief in our intelligence and operations division, or identifying malicious websites in our cyber division. You know, there is an opportunity to bridge academics to real world. How do you apply that? How is this going to look like in the future? So that's one. The second is that all of our internships conclude with a capstone presentation. This is a really unique opportunity for students to present not only to their respective bureau, division, or management, but the entire OHSP management, as well as seeing what their fellow interns are working on. So it's a great opportunity for public speaking skills, developing presentation skills, and succinctly briefing out on the work. Third, like I'd mentioned, our professional network, we have some subject matter experts here, and it will be a tremendous value for our interns to engage with them, network with them, and have that opportunity to get recommendations and grow their network. Lastly, many of our interns have gone on to become OHSP employees. Mm-hmm. So we use it as a recruitment tool for when we have opportunities available. So it is not just an internship program for the intern to get that experience, but it is an opportunity to make an impression to possibly join our staff in the future. So we really pride ourselves on this program and really value it and really value the work our interns do here.
I mean, to me, it really is the quintessential win-win situation.
Absolutely.
And it really does play out that way time and time again. So thank you for that. All right. So hopefully we have listeners out there that are really considering this internship opportunity. What I wanted to talk about here next is, do you have any tips, specific tips that can help a potential applicant, a potential intern, mm-hmm. kind of distinguish themselves, separate themselves from the pack, so to speak, give them the best opportunity to come on board here at OHS&P. Do you have any tips?
Absolutely. So I'll start with the basics. Our application requires submission of a resume, writing sample, transcripts, cover letter, right? So I would say make sure that, you know, you are submitting all of those requirements, mm-hmm. right? Make sure you've reviewed it thoroughly, that it's error-free, you know, proofread, grammar checked, all of those basic things, right? This is your first impression of your, you know, the employer's getting their first impression of you. So that's really important to do. I would also consider listing your outside activities. Whether it's, you know, being in a leadership position in an organization or public service, volunteer work. These are important, right? Because it shows your commitment to public service. As a public entity, we want people who are interested in serving the public. So if you have that, highlight that. I would also strongly suggest putting skill sets that, although you may think, how is this related? As I mentioned before, there are different projects that we may have going on. So if you have skill sets that show your ability to learn, show your ability to work independently, show your ability to take on, you know, new and different tasks, highlight that. That's important. As management is looking at the resumes, that's what's going to make you stand out. I would also say, you know, grades are important, right, Dan? People put their GPAs on there. But that's not everything. We understand. Right. Things happen sometimes. Life happens. So if there's an explanation, provide that. Mm-hmm. We're open to that, right? And finally, I would say one of the most important things that across the bureaus and divisions that we look for is good communication skills. So good writing skills, good presentation skills. So those are important. And I would say, you know, when you're submitting your resume writing sample, that's why it's important to make sure that that's proofread, because that's one aspect of that. And then when you're interviewing, be prepared. Take a look at the website. We have so much information on our website. So go through that so you have a good understanding of what our organization does, what the division areas do. Listen to our podcasts, right? We have a lot of information there that will add value to your interview. If you can speak about some things that that division does, if you can connect, whether it's your major outside work or interest to that. So I would suggest doing that. And finally, research the people, right? If you're going to be interviewing with the cyber division, Mike Garrity, our director of cybersecurity, does a lot of presentations. He's out there. You can find information about what he's spoken about, what that division has written about. So take a look at that. Be prepared. So that's. I hope that that will be helpful to our listeners and future applicants.
Well, it's obvious you're a wealth of information on this topic. You're passionate about it, and you've done a phenomenal job shepherding the internship program here at OHS&P to where it is today. So I can't thank you enough for taking a couple minutes and providing that information to our viewers out there. And I'm sure there's some prospective applicants that are now even more energized, more informed, and hopefully will enter the process and we'll be seeing them shortly. So as we wrap it up, do you have any final comments on the internship program?
Absolutely. So I just want our listeners to know that, you know, we have many, many stellar applicants, and we have limited capacity. So if you're not selected, please don't be discouraged. It's not necessarily a reflection of you. It is a competitive process, and we just can't accept everyone as much as we'd love to, right?
Right.
So our summer program, it tends to be more competitive because more people are available. Mm-hmm. But if you're not selected for the summer program, consider applying for our fall or spring programs. Like I said, we'll work with you if there's a credit requirement. But, you know, that just gives you another opportunity to apply. And just because you didn't get accepted once doesn't mean you can't try again. So I encourage you, please apply if you're interested. And we're really looking for talent and interested students to join our office. And we really value the contributions they make to our organization while they're here.
Rupa, great note to close on. I can't thank you enough for, again, for taking the time and sharing your expertise with us. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
For anyone interested in our internship program, I would strongly recommend you check our website, njohsmp.gov, and follow our social media pages as well. We routinely post updates on all these platforms, including internship application openings, as well as job openings. Before we turn off the mics, I'll remind everyone out there in the public, you remain our eyes and ears. So if you see something, say something by reporting suspicious or threatening activity to local police or NJOHSMP's counterterrorism watch desk at 866-4-SAFE, S-A-F-E-N-J, or online at tips@njohsmp.gov. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov. If you'd like to pitch an idea for a future episode, email us at communications@njohsp.gov. Thanks again for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.